This podcast is a collaboration between Money Radio WPSE and the Corey Higher Education Council. For over 30 years, the Corey Higher Education Council's mission has been to empower individuals and strive to create a competitive workforce. The high ed plays a vital role in the Corey area. Here's Dr. Matthew Plotz, Executive Director of the Corey Higher Education Council, along with a special guest.
Last month, we had the opportunity to sit down with Rebecca Stein, founder and CEO of Blind Tiger Spirit Free Cocktails, to hear about her journey starting not one, but two businesses. This month, we're shifting gears a bit and getting ready for something everyone is talking about, if you haven't heard, the upcoming total solar eclipse. Here with us on this month's show is Dr. David Hurd, Planetarium Director and Professor of Biology and Earth Sciences at Penn West Edinburgh. Welcome, Dr. Hurd.
Wow, it's great to be here, Matt, and we're so excited.
All right, so if people haven't heard, can you tell the audience a little about why Erie is such in the spotlight in regard to this upcoming solar eclipse?
Three words: path of totality. The path of totality is so important with eclipses. Everybody wants to scramble to be in the path of totality. And that's why this is significant, because on April 8th, the path of totality takes it right through Northwest Pennsylvania, right through Corey, Pennsylvania also. So we're so excited about that.
That's great. So I've heard you talk a little bit before about some safety issues, and I want to bring those up because I think it's important. What would your opinion be? Say you live in Erie or the Corey area, somewhere in the path of totality. Where do you think the best place to see the event is for those people?
Well, if you live in Erie County, in your backyard. And let me explain why I say that, Matt. It's so important that people understand that we are anticipating huge influx of people coming into Erie County. Therefore, we are encouraging people that live here already, stay put. Penn West Edinburgh, Penn State Barron, I know some other groups are putting on great programs and activities, but we really don't think we can handle the influx of people. So we're telling our local people to stay put. Now, please reach out and get some eclipse glasses or figure out some safe way for viewing the sun during that time. But we are asking Erie County residents to just stay put and enjoy it with family and friends in your backyard. As long as you can see the sun at approximately 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., you're in great shape. And I would also like to say that I know some local universities and some other places like Visit Erie are giving out eclipse shades for free. So get those, because it's dangerous to look at the sun. It's dangerous to go out today and look at the sun. But then when you have an eclipse, what does everybody want to look at? The sun. So it's natural to say, use caution. Make sure you get appropriate ISO approved eclipse shades to use during this event.
So one thing that we have coming up is the talk that you're giving here in Corey. And I'm so excited about that. And I'll tell you a few reasons why after this next bit. But I heard you on another show and you cautioned very strongly against looking at the sun without those ISO glasses. And I love that advice. Can you share with this audience what you've said about doing that without the glasses?
Right. Okay. So I use a little hyperbole here, but I think it's important. I tell everybody, hey, never look at the sun, because if you do, it will fry your eyeballs out and kill you dead. All right. Now, that's the phrase I use. That's my coin phrase. But of course, it's not going to fry your eyeballs out. It's not going to kill you dead. But I'm saying that because if you look at the sun, it can and will do permanent retinal damage. It can damage your eyes. So you never want to be looking at the sun, not even when it's 97% covered, not even when it's 99% coverage. The only time it's safe to look is when you can no longer see it with your eclipse shades, and that's during what we call totality. And in Corey, Pennsylvania, totality will be 2 minutes and 50 seconds. during that time, it is safe to look at the sun. You wouldn't see it even if you had your glasses on. And you can also see the corona, the part of the sun around the sun, the atmospheric layer called the corona, that you can only see during a total solar eclipse. So stay safe, keep those eyes covered, and don't be looking at the sun without eye protection.
So I can tell you that I believe very strongly that we are very privileged to have you coming into the Corey community to talk a little bit about this. It is so exciting, and it's exciting for a couple of reasons. One is, Dr. Hurt, that you will be the key presenter in the show where the Corey Higher Ed has broken an all-time record for number of attendees. As of today, our registrations are at 80 individuals coming to hear about what's going to happen on April 8th. And I am so thrilled and excited about that. It's a great big deal for us. We're a very small nonprofit here in Corey, and previously, the space that we had would only hold a maximum of 25 people. We did not want people to miss out on this, so we partnered with an organization, the Relevant Church, and they have agreed to move over there where we have more space. And we anticipate probably over 100 people by the time it gets here. But for what they're going to get, can you give us a little preview about what you talk about in that talk?
Absolutely, Matt. They're going to learn all they need to know to make themselves just plain dangerous about eclipses. Leaving this program, I'm going to give them enough information that they will be able to talk intelligently to their family, friends, people from outside the area. Really, what I like to do, I like to step back in time a little bit and look at like the last 50 years of eclipses. And as we do in the United States, and as we do that, we realize, oh, these aren't that common. And Hurd's only seen two. And so this is kind of a big deal coming through our backyard here in Northwest Pennsylvania. So we're going to do that. We're going to kind of set the stage by looking at the brief history, but we're also going to look at the specifics of the eclipse on April 8th from Corey, Pennsylvania, and other sites around the United States. And then finally, we're going to look into the future. When can we expect the next eclipses, the paths to be in the lower 48?
That's all going to be great. And I'm absolutely looking forward to our time together. Well, thank you so much for sitting with us on this podcast and coming to the Corey community on March 27th at 6 p.m. at the Relevant Church, not here at the Corey High Ed. At the Relevant Church, it's located at 100 West South Street. And you will hear Dr. Hurd on March 27th talk about the upcoming solar eclipse. If you're interested in registering after hearing this podcast, you can get it at www.coreyhighed.org. That's Corey, HIED.org. Thank you, Dr. Hurd. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you, and keep looking up.
Join us next month for another podcast showcasing the Corey Higher Education Council and Dr. Matthew Plotz, Executive Director of the Corey Higher Education Council. This podcast has been a collaboration between Money Radio WPSC and the Corey Higher Education Council. Learn more at CoreyHighEd.com. That's CoreyHighEd.com.